You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, September 1st, 2016, week 171 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
So since it's Thursday, we're going to remind you again, Questney Pizza is coming, our tabletop RPG podcast, the second podcast on our, well, the first podcast that's not our own on our network.
Yes.
But like we're on it, so it's kind of our
own.
Yeah,
so we're in it.
We're in it still. One day we'll have a podcast that we have no part of.
Yes.
And it will drive me crazy with how little control I have over anything. But yeah. Shall we get into America's Sweetheart?
Let's start it off. Give me some facts. What do you got? What do you got for me?
This person used to be a messenger boy for MGM's cartoon department.
Messenger boy. I'm going to guess Dan Harmon.
No.
All right.
He
give me another clue.
Was the 2001 John F. Kennedy Center Honors recipient?
I don't know what that is for.
Like Tom Hanks got one a few years ago.
Another hint.
Okay. In 1994, in an apparent bout of rage, he smashed a man's car window in with the golf club. He expressed remorse for the incident in an interview with the U.S. magazine.
Rage. That's intense. All right, give me another one.
He loves jokes at his expense so much that he showed up at every Academy Awards hosted by Billy Crystal, who in turn would incorporate him somehow in the telecast.
Don't got it. Got nothing.
Okay. You got one more, and then I'll give you an obvious one that I think you'll get it with.
Yeah.
Lived on famed Bad Boy Drive, a.k.a. Mulholland Drive in Beverly Hills, California. It's nicknamed so because its residents have included former Hollywood bad boys Warren Beatty and the late Marlon Brando.
All right, give me an obvious one.
Avid Los Angeles Lakers fan and is often seated next to his good friend Lou Adler. He rarely misses a Lakers home game. Contrary to popular belief, he never had production companies schedule the filming of a movie he was in to accommodate his attendance in sporting events.
That's like a big myth. That's a big, like, everyone always says that.
Yeah.
It's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, he's also a lifelong fan of the New York Yankees.
Oh, the guy that we didn't even bring up yet.
Yeah, but he was the Joker.
Yeah.
And then
that was your thought process.
Yeah.
All right.
It was originally going to be Felicia Day, but I don't even think you know who that person is. Do you know who that is?
No. Okay. Who is that, though?
She's in, like, The Guild.
I know that
she
name.
Was in,
like, I'm sure I've
Supernatural.
Seen the face.
She was, she's Penny in Dr. Horrible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That Jack Nicholson, everyone always says that.
But it's not true.
That liquor thing.
You know who sits in his seat when he's not able to attend?
No, who does?
Sometimes Al Pacino.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, so now
I wonder who's going to get that seat. When Jack's done, because I feel like I know you can like pass that seat on, but I feel like it should be a,
like you think like if
profile.
He when
like,
think, if he passes away, God forbid,
yeah,
they hang up a jersey or something.
I don't know about his jersey. They're very sticklers on like hall only.
Taylor
hall,
Swift got one
only Hall of Fame. What
at Staples Center?
No,
she has her name.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about like the rafters.
Yeah, she has her name up on the rafters for like most concerts sold or something. Yeah.
No, I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Don't trust me.
I don't believe it. But like during Lakers games, it's not visible.
Yeah.
No way.
You are my friend.
That sounds so stupid.
Kobe surprised her with her Staples Center banner.
That's so weird.
And it says, Taylor Swift, most sold out performances.
All right, now give one to Jack then. If that's up there.
See, and then it's right there next to the Sparks and the Lakers.
All right, give one to Jack. I'll give him one.
You'll give him one?
Number one Laker fan. Yeah, I'll give him one personally.
Next to the Sparks and the Lakers championship banners. And then next to that, on the left of that, the championship banners are the Lakers retired jerseys. So she's right next to the Sparks championship banner and their retired jerseys because they don't need that much space.
That's so weird to me.
That's what happens when you don't believe me.
All right. I will give one to Jack then. Apparently anyone can get one.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about his age. How old is
he? Ooh, he is old. Let's see. Well, you want to do height? Can we do height first?
Okay. Was it taller or higher?
This is a hard one. How tall are you again? I don't know. Oh, than me? Oh, he's taller than me. Should we do me and you?
Yeah. How tall are you?
A 5'8".
Okay. And I'm
so
6.
So, like, that's a good enough swing where I'm pretty sure he's definitely taller than me.
Okay, so pretty much the game is in a lineup from tallest to shortest. Is he on?
Yeah.
Is he between us?
Yeah.
Is he next to me only, or is he next to you only? Yeah. Like, is he shorter than you?
Well, you're 6, right? Or are we going?
Yeah, I'm 6.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, he's close to there. I'm going to go he's in between us too, though. That's what I'm going to go with.
And you're 5'8"?
Yeah.
He's perfectly in between us.
Okay.
At 5'10".
Got it. All right. I knew he was, like, taller than me.
How old is he?
Ooh. Okay.
This one
he's
should make fun,
gotta
too.
He's got to be in his 80s for sure. He hasn't done he stopped doing movies. I'm going to go 81.
79.
Ooh,
close.
He's not in
You're
his
very 80s. Close.
He's not in his 80s.
April 22nd. He's very close to Destiny Pizza's birthday.
Oh.
AKA Hitler's birthday.
Yes.
Two horrible things.
He was considered enough to be born too close to our podcast.
Yeah.
Day, right?
That's why he's
That's
America's
how it
sweetheart.
Works. Like, well, it's not called posthumously. After the What's like after the fact? Is there a term
post,
for that?
Ex post facto? Like.
Yeah. Okay. I'll trust you on that one too.
Yeah, like the law. Like
yeah, yeah.
You can't, yeah.
I just don't know that term off the top of my head. But yes.
Yeah, the last movie he was in was.
I can remember Angry
How
Man.
How do you know?
Oh, wait, he did something's got to.
How do you know in 2010?
What is that movie?
He was in The Departed in 2006.
Oh
the
yeah,
Bucket List
was
2007. That's why I thought about because The Departed also was a TV show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. That's close enough where it was, okay, themed enough.
How do you know is after being cut from the USA softball team and feeling a bit past her prime, Lisa, who is played by Reese Witherspoon, finds herself evaluating her life and
is
in the
like
middle
a
of a love triangle.
Oh, I really think I've seen parts of that movie.
It's
weird.
Yeah, it's
enough.
Reese Witherspoon,
it's,
Paul
it's
Rudd,
like a,
Owen
there's
Wilson.
There's like a hotel. I have seen parts of that movie.
Jack Nicholson, Catherine Hahn.
That's so weird.
Yeah, that's the last movie he was in.
So he obviously didn't go like, I'm going out on a movie and this is my last project and I'm done. He just stopped.
Yeah.
It seemed like. Unless he's really proud of that movie.
He might be.
He could be. I don't know how he thinks.
Is there anything else we're supposed to say about him?
No.
What's your favorite his movie?
Oh,
his?
What do I want? What's my favorite movie? Like, I can't say what I'd want him to be in because I don't
want
to force him into a movie.
I think we did that with Sean Connery though.
Yeah, we did probably
because I think we said we want to see him in like
What's
another Bond movie
Jack?
Or something.
I haven't. Oh, a few good Ben. That's my Jack Nicholson go to.
Mine is
I love
The Departed.
In that, actually, I haven't seen The Departed.
Oh,
I feel like that's bad.
That's why me and that one girl had a connection
that's
at that party.
Yeah, that's bad to say. I haven't seen that movie.
That has one of my favorite lines of dialogue, and it's between like Matt. I think it's Matt Damon and someone else, or no, Mark Wahlberg. He's like, who the fuck are you? He's like, I'm the guy who's doing my fucking job. Or your fucking job. Who the fuck are you? I like that one
that
scene.
That little
back and forth. Yeah. So now that we have that out of the way, let's get into This Week in Movies and the Now. This week, The Light Between Oceans and Morgan comes out. And also, we didn't mention that Southside With You came out last week.
Oh.
Because I think it was like a limited, like a slightly limited release, but it was like a wide release. I don't know.
Wide-ish, but.
It was a wide, yeah. And that's the Obama date movie.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I forgot the title. I was like, I heard that, but.
Yeah. I was like, I was walking around.
What's the reviews on that movie? Is it getting any? It looks very interesting, but it could also be cheesy. It's hard to tell. Let's see.
93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, Don't Breathe
cool.
has like 92%
on
Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. That's getting good reviews, too. Yeah.
I was like, damn, I guess I need to go see another horror movie in theaters.
Yeah. And this is a good, actually pretty solid horror movie.
Horror year. Yeah,
it really
is a good year for horror.
Conjuring.
Because Blair Witch is coming out. Like Conjuring 2, Lights Out, this one, Don't Breathe, and then Blair Witch that's coming out is supposed to be really good too.
Yeah, this is a pretty solid. Making a comeback, this horror.
I think horror movies are coming. Dude, I call it the Destiny Pizza Boost, man.
Yeah, yep.
So yeah, The Light Between Oceans is Michael Fassbender, Alicia Vikander, and Rachel Weisz, all people who've gotten Oscars.
Yeah. Oh, no, technically he was a nominee. So
oh, he was a nominee?
Yeah, I was looking at
him. Damn.
He's a nominee, they both won.
Yeah. Do you think he's getting paid more than both of them?
Combined or like?
No.
Oh. Yes.
That glass ceiling.
Yeah, he's getting paid more.
Yeah. And he's also Michael Fassbender.
Yeah. He's still the biggie.
Because she got one for...
Well, Rachel Weisz, she's not as big a part in the movie.
No.
But she may be.
To our knowledge.
She a bigger name? I think Fassbender. I think he's still a bigger name, Fassbender.
Yeah. So this is about like a couple who...
Based on a book?
Based on a book, yeah. And directed by the guy who directed The Place Between the Pines with Ryan Gosling.
Whoa, is he a big... Something between something.
Yeah, I think so. That's what actually I thought the first time when I saw this title. I was like, oh, it reminds me of The Place Between the Pines. And then I found it's the same director.
That is weird.
And
It's not the same. Is that on a book? Based on a book? Is it the same author?
No, I think that's based on like an Asian movie.
Okay.
And like it's shot just like the Asian movie. Oh. And like people were like confused. It's like that Nicolas Cage movie. Remember there was like he made a movie where it was a remake of an Asian
movie?
Yeah. But it was literally literally the same cast and everything, and they just replaced the lead guy with Nicolas Cage and they dubbed it they made it into English.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, what's going on?
That's bizarre.
Anyways, this is about a couple who I guess has a stillborn or miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a few days later they find a baby that washed up on shore, like on a boat. Not a baby that washed up on shore. Like a boat got carried in.
Mm-hmm.
They find a baby on this boat, and they raise the baby as their own.
Well, first they have an argument, though. We can't keep it
stuff. Yeah, we can't keep it. Because, of course, you have to have that argument back in the day. This takes place a long time ago, also, we have to say.
Yes.
Like, before Google.
It's the classic Superman story.
Yeah. And, like, they grow very attached to this baby.
Except he has no powers.
And then, in the couple is Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander. And then Rachel Weisz, they meet her character, and she's mourning the death still of her husband
seems to be
and
like
baby.
5 years later, like some time has passed.
Some time has passed, and they find out that she lost her husband and child like 5 years ago. Like the baby would have been that age.
Yeah.
Out to sea, like in a shipwreck or something. So then they argue, they're like, we know it's her mom. Like, this baby has to be her mom.
Yeah, there's no, like, that story's way coincidental.
It's like, and then Alicia Vikander's like, but it's my I'm her mom. And stuff like that. They have that argument.
Yeah.
Which, luckily, I don't think people really find babies that wash up on, like, how often do you think this happens nowadays?
I mean, the chances of that, it's like, this couldn't be a real story, right?
Because it's based on a book. I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm saying
like I think it might have happened a long time ago. But then I think it's hard to survive out at sea.
Yeah.
Like boats just don't like come into swarm.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like out in sea. They're like.
Yeah. Like I saw Life of Pi.
Yeah. He couldn't find anything.
No, like, he found that found island. That eats people.
Yeah. So, I mean, or did he? That's the whole story of Life of Pi. I don't know. Maybe it's all made up. I don't know.
But. Yeah, like, so they have that argument and they have to decide. I guess that's what the movie's about. They have to decide whether to keep the baby or not.
I guess so.
I hope that's not like the last scene where they're like arguing.
Yeah. And credits. You decide what you want to happen.
What do you think happens? And just fast forward and they're like, it's Rachel Weisz sitting next to Alicia Vikander. And it turns out, like, you're like, what happened? You fill in the blank.
What you do
middle space.
Is you're like,
and it's Hillary Clinton.
Three's
and
company.
She's running for president.
You three's company it. Yeah. That's what I say.
No, in my head, they fast forward and it turns out
modern
that,
times.
Yeah, it's Hillary Clinton at her inauguration. And she's like, I want to thank my mom. And she looks over, and it's Rachel Weisz sitting next to Alicia Vikander. And then Michael Fassbender, really old, in old age makeup. And you're like, what happened?
There you go. That's what they should do in movies now, is they should they should do that fast forward thing, and then like in order to get the sequel to actually find out what actually happens,
it's the middle part.
The sequels are now the middle part of movies.
Yeah. I'm surprised that actually, I'm pretty sure that's happened already.
Yeah. That probably had. Well, I guess that's
And then you can also release.
That's technically what they were doing with like the Terminator films.
Yeah.
Sort of.
You could also release a prequel where you're like, why did this guy go on a boat?
Yeah. His whole story.
And then it ends with a shipwreck.
With his child. That seems like a very, not a.
And then before that, you go like, how did they meet Rachel Weisz and her husband?
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you're like, how did they grow up?
Yeah, this whole story has a universe. And you didn't realize their childhood, like, their mother had to face that same type of situation.
Or, like, maybe they were, like,
they're just
friends.
Child washing up on shores
all
the
time back
then. It's just
like a coming-of-age story, where it's like, he's like, I will join you one day. That's the last line of the dialogue, is her going on the boat to wherever, and then him being like, I will make our way with our child.
Like, don't worry, we'll be all right.
We'll be all right. I will see you once again. Oh, fuck.
We just create a whole movie universe of this.
That is the problem with Hollywood.
That is what they do nowadays.
Yeah.
They're like, how can we make this universe?
The other movie is Morgan, which is kind of like a futuristic Stranger Things. Right?
Yeah.
With like 11. Instead of 11, it's Morgan.
Yeah, it's kind of what it is.
Or like Orphan Black. It's like any of those movies.
Yeah, it's kind of like Ex Machina too, except it's not a robot.
It's like a evolved child.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kate Mara is brought in. Do we assume Paul Giamatti dies in the trailer?
I don't think he dies. I think they get him out in time.
What's the other guy's name? Toby. The little guy.
Toby.
Jones.
Toby Jones?
Isn't that the name?
Little guy?
From Captain America?
Oh, I don't know his actor name. He's a Zola. I don't know. I've never seen his name printed anywhere. But he's Zola.
Yep, Toby Jones.
Okay. What's he in? What else is he in? How do you know his name? You know too much. I just never knew his name.
Agent Carter. He was in the Titanic miniseries
from
2012.
He showed up in Agent Carter?
Mm-hmm. He was in the Hunger Games. He was the voice of Dobby.
He was the voice of Dobby? Man, he's everywhere.
He was in W. He was in Frost Nixon.
I should know this guy's name. Okay, I know his name now. Toby Jones. It's a pretty simple name, too.
Yeah. Toby. Jones. His middle name is Edward Hasselwood Jones. Maybe he's going to be America's Sweetheart next week.
Could be. Even as a British. He's British, right?
Yeah.
I can tell. I just picture him with a
he's very British.
Does he have like a Swiss? What kind of accent? Because he's not.
He's like German or something. Or
but
Swedish.
It's like, he's like Swiss or
not Swedish. Swiss, yeah.
I think he's German. Swiss and Swiss German, maybe?
Yeah. So yeah, Morgan. They like did this experiment on this girl, and then she was all happy until they locked her up, just like 11, kind of.
Yeah.
And then she goes on a killing rampage, and they evolve. She's like evolving.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like all those, government labs, they seem to mess with. I mean, like,
did the trailer start out with Kate Mara's character like running, telling the dude not to go in there, and then they like did a flashback thing?
Then they cut back. Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
That was a weird way to do a trailer.
Because I'm like, I feel like I know what's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
And you also see Kate Mara's car crash into a tree.
Yeah.
What if we find out that she's just controlling people's minds and she's just making all
this
illusion?
Making them seem like this stuff's going on.
Yeah.
Could be. She had the telekinesis.
Yeah.
So there's some mind stuff going on.
Like, it's not that scary. Like, she's just thinking that people are dying and stuff like that. She's like,
yeah.
She's like, I can't hurt anyone.
Illusion.
I'm a pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. But yeah, this trailer is really intense. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems kind of like horror-y.
Yeah.
Sci-fi horror.
Yeah. I don't know which. Yeah. It's like horror-ish. But I don't know like how the movie is. If it's like a horror or like just more thriller with a.
Like Michael
It
Jackson.
Feels like the same-ish vibe of like Ex Machina, which I wouldn't really call a horror. It's just got those scary moments, I guess.
Yeah. Trailer talk time. Batman: Return of the Caped Crusaders.
No. 60s Batman return to voice Adam West, Burt Ward, and Julie Newmar.
Yeah.
Returning to voice.
R.I.P. Von Craig.
Yeah. And it's just a classic. Got Penguin, Joker, Riddler, Catwoman as villains. More the fun side of Batman.
Yeah. And like the campy.
The campy 60s. Side of yeah. The jokes. You got the Batman who's to the letter of the law, Batman.
Yeah. Is it weird that like Adam West's voice though? Like you hear his like old person voice. Like obviously you can't like young up his voice.
Yeah.
But like is that weird to you?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Because
like, you can kind of hear like the age in his voice.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. But like, I mean,
it's better than anything.
I think it's cool they're doing it.
Yeah.
Like it's just a fun little like.
Do you think it kind of
like
sucks,
way to cap
though?
Off like that air like.
Yeah. Do you think it kind of sucks though that they're like we literally can't like it's not the fact that people won't return, it's just like people can't return because they're dead.
Yeah, that's kind of
like that's kind of be a bummer for Adam West. Like you think he has to think about that when he's
no,
you think he doesn't think about that? He's like Yvonne Craig's not here. What's his name? Joker.
I mean, when you're doing the voiceover, he's just like. It's not he's like you're with those
you
people
think it
anyway.
Probably reminds him of like the sure happy times that he had on the show and those friends were dead.
Yeah, I'm sure he thinks about it. But how good of friends it was he with the cast? I don't know.
Yeah, I heard he was a dickhead.
I mean, yeah, like I don't think Adam West is known as
like. I
shouldn't
say that, but
yeah, I know what you're saying. Like he seemed nice. Like his public face is nice. Like,
maybe I'm thinking of William Shatner.
Oh, he's way more of an asshole than like Adam West.
I just assume any main character on like a 60s, 70s
TV show. The 60s was just that way.
Was
they
like
were
the lead
assholes.
Was an asshole, and then everyone else just fell in the line.
Yeah, but fun stuff. It looks like.
Yeah,
I'm excited they're making this. Even though, like, I never watched the '60s Batman show, but it's cool. It's cool that it exists. I'm sure I've seen clips or like stuff, but I never like sat down and watched episodes that I can remember.
Yeah,
I didn't notice in the trailer that I assume the Joker doesn't have a mustache.
No,
painted over.
I know, they should have done that. That would have been awesome.
Really funny.
Because I think it was in his contract that he didn't want to shave or
something.
Yeah,
like he's a big time.
Wasn't
like
it Vincent Price?
Cesar Romero.
Yeah. Vincent Price or someone else.
But he was, I think he's like a big-ish actor. He's probably the biggest name on that show, I would guess, maybe.
Yeah, he died in 1994.
But yeah, he's like, they didn't need him to shave his mustache. But I feel like that can play into the Joker's character, though, because he's so crazy and weird. And he's like, I'm not shaving my mustache. I'm going to grow it. And you know what? I'm going to have painted makeup over it.
Rings. The trailer for the third Ring movie came out. Destiny Pizza's boost.
Yep. We're talking about
it. I watched those two Ring movies. And the third one trailer came out like the week after. It's scary. This one, it's funny.
Does this trailer scare you?
Actually, this trailer did scare me because it has one of my biggest fears in it.
I didn't see this trailer.
Good.
You
shouldn't.
I was like, when I was on YouTube, like this trailer would pop up. And I'm that's not cool.
There's actually, like, I thought it was a really cool trailer because.
Yeah.
So.
What's the premise? Does it give you the premise in the trailer?
I think someone starts investigating this case again.
Oh, they shouldn't do that.
No.
Open, shut, bookcase.
Because someone emailed her the video. Because now the video's gone viral, right? Like, it's on the internet, so you can just embed YouTube video or something, and then the curse happens. So, it literally becomes one of those, like, chain emails. Which is weird. I was thinking of that before.
That's such an old school thing, though.
When I was watching the first one, I was like, imagine if they remade this movie now. You just have to, like, embedded on YouTube and show it to someone. So like she's watching it on her flat screen or something, and then like she like is freaking out because it's like turning on when her power, like she has no other power. She like pulls the plug, it's still working. She pulls the flat screen down on the ground and it's flat, and then you see it like the light turns on from the flat screen still, and you see an arm like reach out on the flat screen, like kind of tilts up, and like the girl, it's so creepy,
man.
But then there's a scene that really grossed me out, and so weird. I think I told you how like when I see something, the first thing that comes into my mouth.
Yeah,
because that's I think the So she has like this thing in her mouth and she's pulling on it, and she's like gagging and pulling on it, and it gets like thicker, and it's like a it's from like one hair to a bunch of hair to like a clump of hair, and you see it on the ground, and I just start gagging at my desk because I was watching this at work, and it was so gross. Just thinking about it makes me want to fucking throw up. So yeah, that trailer came out. That looked awesome. Guardians. Did you hear about this trailer?
I heard about it. It's the Russian superhero. I saw that like maybe it was a poster or a picture.
Yeah, like, of like but the bear guy.
And I saw that the trailer existed, but I didn't see the trailer.
I am interested in seeing this. I saw like the Russian trailer, and then I saw the dubbed trailer.
Mm-hmm. Now, Russian is the name movies of the movie because Guardians of the Galaxy exists?
No, it's like Guardians, Superheroes of the Soviet.
But you don't think they like, this isn't bait, like, did they just make this up for the movie? Or
I have no idea. I think so.
But I assume this title's got to be because Guardians of the Galaxy exists, though.
Maybe. Like, you think this is their shitty ripoff title?
No. Yeah, like, in a way, just for name recognition. I don't know. I feel like they're not trying to, like, rip it off. I'm just saying,
I was pretty...
The coincidence is too much for me.
I was pleasantly surprised. But there are some ripoffs. Like, one character looks kind of like Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, a half-bear person.
Winter Soldier is, like, a... Wait, is he Russian?
Yeah, he's like
Soviet. By Hydra, so he's...
But I think he was supposed to be, like, Cold War era, so he was Russian.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, and then he, like, speaks in Russian. The comics and stuff, Russian, yeah. And that's when the voice command back to him and stuff.
And, But, yeah, it was really... It looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, this ninja smoke apparition blade cutting guy, and there's like a guy who like turns into like a half bear with a machine gun, and there's like a girl who does stuff. It's a pretty crazy trailer.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Nice.
And then I saw another trailer called My Blind Brother, and it's with Adam Scott, Nick Kroll, and Jenny Slate. Mm-hmm. And Adam Scott's blind. Nick Kroll is his brother.
All Parks and Rec. We're on Parks and Rec.
And so I guess like Adam Scott is this like blind triathlon or marathon runner. Oh, I guess it's triathlon. And like he gets tied to Nick Kroll when he runs these things, and Nick Kroll has to run next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Kroll feels like unappreciated because Adam Scott's like, I want to thank one person who's been running next to me the whole time. And Nick Kroll thinks it's him. Adam Scott says that.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, God. And everyone's like, oh. So like one night, Nick Kroll and Jenny Slate hook up. And then...
Wait, what's the relation between all the people?
That's what I'm throwing into right now.
Who's the brother?
Adam Scott and Nick Kroll.
Got it. Okay, sorry.
Adam Scott's blind. Nick Kroll's the seeable.
Got it. Seeable?
He has vision. And,
the visual... No, you wouldn't say the opposite.
Visually capable?
Yeah, the opposite of impaired isn't paired, I assume.
No. Okay. So...
I want to say the visually paired. I'm going to say visually paired.
The visually abled?
Visually abled.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So anyways, he hooks up with her, and then later on, Adam Scott's like, oh, there's like a new girl who wants to help me, and it turns out to be Jenny Slate, and then there's like a weird love triangle that forms between like Jenny Slate and Adam Scott and Nick Kroll and Jenny Slate, and then like... She ends up falling for Nick Kroll, I guess. But then there's a funny scene in there.
So it's like a Nick Kroll's perspective movie?
I think it's
like,
mainly his perspective, yeah.
Okay.
And then there's a really funny scene where they're at like a Sizzler or something, and there's a guy that must have Tourette's or just be mentally handicapped. And he's like making these loud noises, and Adam Scott's like, shut the fuck up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Kroll's like, dude, watch out. He's like, he's handicapped. And Adam Scott's like, I don't care. I'm handicapped. So I thought that was kind of funny.
That's funny.
So, it's weird. Like, Adam Scott tends to either play, like...
He's either, like, the dick jerk, or he's, like, funny,
or
like,
he's,
nice
like,
guy.
The underdog, nice guy.
Yeah. So, is he more of, like, a jerk in this?
He seems like it, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, like, the same character as, like, Step Brothers or Walter Mitty. I can't think of anything else. Or he plays the character like Parks and Rec, kind of.
What's the one? There's a movie I saw him. He was that same dick character in. Can't place it.
And have you ever seen the show Bajillion Dollar Properties?
No.
He's in like that in there too. Mm. He's like a rock star or movie star or something. He's trying to sell his house.
Yeah.
He's like a dickhead. Mm. He's like a Johnny Depp type character, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone wants to be on the podcast and defend himself, he's welcome to. Actually, I don't want him in my house. He's a crazy person. Yeah. So since it's the first
big drop from Netflix,
bunch of stuff
big
on Netflix,
drop.
Let me go through that. Amityville Horror, 2005. Babel, 2006. Bayou Maharaja, The Tragic Genius of James Booker. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Bratz, The Movie. Burn, Burn, Burn. Cats and Dogs. Crashing, Season 1. Defiance. Easy Fortune, Happy Life. Europe's Last Great Wilderness. The Fierce Wife. Footloose, from 1984. Full Out. Game Winning Hit, Season 1. Heartland, Season 7. Hellevator, Season 1. Hoot. Hope Floats. I Am the Ambassador, Season 1. Netflix exclusive. Indochina's Wild Heart, The IT Crowd, Season 5, Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3, Jaws the Revenge, Joyful Noise, Keeper of the Game, Last Holiday, Lucky Day, Season 1, Man on Wire, Milk Money, Practical Magic, Road Trip, Sam Kinison, Breaking the Rules, Saving Private Ryan, Scary Movie 2, Shameless, Seasons 5 and 6, Stomp the Yard, Sweeney Todd, Top Gun, True Grit,
1969
True Grit. U571, The Wicker Man, Wild Madagascar, The Womanizer Season 1, The Year of Happiness and Love Season 1. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday and what new stuff on Netflix. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.